Is it fair to call them dinosaurs? The Green Party certainly thinks so. Also, what of the Queen's speech? It seems the DUP's influence, along with the disastrous election, have changed a few things for Theresa May. I'm going to speak to Jimmy DeLargy, who's on this line. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Even the DUP are saying it's not £2 billion. That's an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, Geoffrey Donaldson said that number was wide of the mark. Now, he wouldn't give away when I heard him talking on the radio about an hour ago. He wouldn't reveal the amount of money that he was the party's looking for in return for support for the Conservative Party. But they're clearly looking for a substantial amount, or else it would be agreed. But they simply wouldn't say. Having said that, it's likely that their intervention is already achieving results, because when he was asked, Geoffrey was asked about did the party's negotiation have any impact on the Queen's speech, he smiled, and this was reported by the presenter, who you couldn't see, but I think that's probably a reference to the fact that we don't see these controversial changes to the treatment of the elderly that were being proposed. And I think that's off the table, and I'm sure that the DUP were responsible for that. For instance, there's now the winter fuel payment reform is not mentioned in the Queen's speech. So I imagine even at this stage, they're having a moderating effect on what the Tories were going to do. So they're getting results even before the deal signed, is what I'm suggesting.
But are they going to get something tangible that we'll be able to say, that's for us?
I think so. I from the very outset knew that the DUP would be canny operators. There's sort of a horrible patronising attitude of these idiots coming over, and and all the slagging off of the DUP, including the allegation of being dinosaurs and all that sort of thing, and belittling them and simply not giving them the respect that they're due. These are canny, seasoned negotiators, and they'll not push it too far. I don't believe that the negotiations will break down. I think they'll get to a point where they will come up with a package, and it will actually be for the benefit of Northern Ireland. And indeed, as the DUP keep insisting, it will have benefits for the rest of the UK. And that ties in with, or is consistent with, the notion that perhaps some of the planned reforms, that controversial reforms that the Conservative Party were planning, are now off the table.
This idea of them being called dinosaurs in Parliament, just let me remind people who are maybe not across this from yesterday on during the process at Parliament, let me play this for you.
And the British speech contained 8 Brexit bills, but not one single one of those bills covered the environment. It's her failure to propose a Brexit bill on the greatest challenge that we face, because she simply doesn't care about the environment and climate change. Or because she's been influenced by the DUP dinosaurs who sit beside her and who don't want to take that kind of shit in the future.
No. I'm very conscious of the significant amount of legislation from Europe which affects environmental matters, and those issues are being...
Son, Mr. Speaker, my party was elected by the people of Northern Ireland to represent the constituents who elected us here. Is it parliamentary for the Honourable Lady to describe us in the unparliamentary terms that she did? Which I regret. She does not understand the policy that my party has on the environment. She should go and read our manifesto. But we have the right to speak for the people of Northern Ireland, and in this Parliament we will.
Order. Let me just say 2 things in response to the, I'm sure, sincere point of order from the Right Honourable Gentleman. First of all, the use of the word in question is not unparliamentary. It's a matter of taste as to its desirability or otherwise. And secondly, and I know how robust a character the Honourable Gentleman, the Right Honourable Gentleman, is, I would simply say that the word in question refers to a species that survived for many, many millions of years. The Prime Minister.
You see, there's John Bercow, the Speaker, at the end of that, Carolyn Lucas from the Green Party, the woman calling the DUP dinosaurs. But what I take from that, sitting in, say, Luton watching it, is people from Northern Ireland are dinosaurs. That's what a woman said in Parliament. You're not listening to every single nuance of her point. It's she sees people from Northern Ireland as dinosaurs, and especially when Geoffrey Donaldson went up and stood up and said he represents the people of Northern Ireland, that reflects terribly on us across the water.
Well, it's you wouldn't say it's racism because he's only because she was attacking the DUP, not sort of people from Northern Ireland in general. But there is a sort of, you know, there is an unattractive slurring of people. Now, having said that, the dinosaurs were badly caught out by climate change. And, of course, the DUP famously don't really believe, or see some prominent members, in climate change. So you don't know. There is a bit of a commonality there in regard to climate change. But
That's what Bergo was really putting the boot in at the end, wasn't he?
Well, he said actually they survived for a fair length of time before they came a cropper when the climate radically changed. And presumably, you know, if the dinosaurs had been asked, they said, well, I don't believe in this. Our climate change, carry on. Not that they could have done much about it. But the DUP, I don't think they're very progressive on climate change. At least some, like Sammy Wilson's views. I don't think they take into account maybe the party as a whole doesn't share Sammy's idiosyncratic views about what's happening to the earth. I do think there is a casual putting down of the DUP. And
But there's more than that, Jamie. It's a casual putting down of us. Yes, it's about climate change, but it's a leader of a party across at Westminster who is, you know, shouting the odds and who's insulting Northern Ireland by what she's saying. And we don't have any, apart from Sylvia Herman, we don't have any other MPs over there apart from the DUP.
Yeah, to some extent, it's the rough and tumble of politics. I'm sure Geoffrey has had much worse hurled against him at home, and I'm sure he and his colleagues over there are well able to take it, although he was protesting about that. I do believe that there is a sort of superior patronising attitude you can find in certain circles in London, and maybe that's a reflection of it. I suppose in defence of what the Green Party is saying, that they weren't attacking people in Northern Ireland as a whole, but in a sense they are having a go at the people who supported the DUP, and there's a very large number of them here in Northern Ireland. So in that sense, I don't find it very attractive. I do believe that in a sense, it's whereas in various groups you don't, and maybe straying a bit off target here, but you know, you have to be very careful about what you say about various religious groups and various racial groups, and quite rightly. But in a sense, you can, you know, I suppose, and whether the DUP and probably wouldn't want to be considered among this, but in the Irish, you can be. You know, you remember all those Irish jokes and all that sort of thing. So there is a sort of I'm being a bit careful here, but you can have a sort of patronising, sneering view, and it's almost you can get away with it because in a sense, I don't know, it's been such a tradition, and people are not so ready to sort of take offence, although Geoffrey demonstrated a bit of that. I don't find it terribly attractive, it just seems to be fairly ridiculous to categorise or cast the DUP in such unfortunate terms. But you know, the party's well able to handle themselves. I don't think they need my support or anybody else's support.
So whether they're dinosaurs or not, will they be able to deliver significant examples of infrastructure and increase in the health budget that's really going to give us reason to celebrate?
Well, they'll have more influence in what's going to happen across the UK than the Green Party, put it like that. and they, I think they will produce something which, you know, when the other parties here are going to find very difficult to knock. I mean, they're going to bring home something, and it's going to be significant, or else they won't sign up to it. And so, you know, when the ink is dry on the paper, we're going to see that they have done right by us. And again, I never believed, and Geoffrey Donaldson reiterated that today, and other representatives of the party have also pointed this out, they were never going to seek some sort of controversial changes in parading or whatever. They said, look, actually, Geoffrey Donaldson sounded, statesmanlike in the way he was, that they were never going to try anything like that there, that they recognised that these issues had to be dealt with at Stormont, and that was never on the cards, and it was ludicrous to suggest that they were ever going to try that. They would have known it wouldn't work, they would have known they wouldn't have got approval for it, and they were never going to try their luck at it. It's again a misunderstanding of the sophistication of the party to think that they would ask for something that could never be delivered and would cause ructions where it to be.
So he's going to, in terms of figures, he's going to be, or the negotiators, the DUP negotiators, are giving the impression to us that, oh, they can't possibly get that much. And then they'll be hoping to come and say, wow, we actually got this. This is amazing.
Well, it's one of those times when somehow in the midst of austerity, they're going to come back with something which is going to be significant, which is going to be substantial, which is going to be good for Northern Ireland. And obviously you can see people lining up to pick holes on it. It's good news. I mean, sometimes, you know, when you look at it sideways, up and down, underneath, and you think, no, this is we're going to get a gift. We're going to get something that the other parts of the UK probably won't get, or not to the same degree, and we should be grateful for it. I think, you know, well done, the DUP. You played your hand well, and, you know, it doesn't matter what colour, what stripe your politics are. We'll all be better off because of this.
But is there the slightest possibility that Sinn Féin or the SDLP or anyone else is going to say, "Hey, fair play to the DUP"?
I shouldn't think so. I wouldn't have thought so.
But if everyone else is sitting looking at it and say, "Yeah, look at they've got a new hospital, or they've a fabulous new set of roads somewhere." You know, surely everyone benefits from it.
Well, everyone will, but I really don't. I just cannot see Gerry saying, "Well done, Arlene. You know, I underestimated you. You've served us well. You've turned up trumps here. You've brought home the bacon. Good on you." I don't think those words are ever going to issue from his lips, and understandably. I mean, he's just not going to do it.
It's because they feel there'll be some deal under the table.
Well, I just don't think they didn't see. No, but they're not just going to praise the DUP for anything. Like, you know, that's
why we've no government.
Well, yes, well, but you know, but that's politics. I wouldn't fault Sinn Féin, SDLP, Ulster Unionists, not to slap Geoffrey Donaldson, Arlene Foster in the back and say, "Look, you've done what we couldn't do," which is the case.
But do you not think people would have more respect for them if they said, "Listen, fair enough, you actually pulled a stroke there, and we've all made hay from it"?
Yeah.
Ordinary Joes not respect that?
Well, you see, I think the fact that you're saying that, Frank, is completely disqualifies you from being a politician, because that's just not the way they operate. But in a sense, the Sinn Féin, curious enough, can take credit for this in a very indirect way, because if the Sinn Féin hadn't done so well in the assembly elections, then the DUP voters wouldn't have come out in strength and got the 10 MPs. So in a sense, because they frightened And that's the way our politics works. People's fear drives an awful lot. Because the rise of Sinn Féin and the fact that they got so close to being the main party here, that really brought out all the DUP support at the general election there, which returned all those MPs, which wiped out the other parties, the SDLP and the Ulster Unionists, and put the DUP in such a strong position. If they'd all been sort of pally and chatty, then probably we wouldn't have seen the clean sweep by, apart from Sylvia Herman, of the two main parties. So the Sinn Féin can take credit for putting the DUP in that position, but again, I don't think they'd want to claim that.
Okay, Jimmy, one final thing before we go, because I did that sort of survey this morning. The DUP called dinosaurs. No one really wants to be called a dinosaur. If you were being described as an animal, and I've used two examples, one at the top end, which everyone would like to be, right through to the one that no one wants to be, you know, where would you see, you know, maybe yourself, where would you see even if you were issuing a compliment to me, how would you describe me? But you can't use either lion, which you'd all like to be, or donkey.
Well, cockroach, because they'd survive a nuclear war and they'd be still there. So if I had if I thought things were turning up, turned a bit rough, I think I probably would elect to become a cockroach.
Would you not describing me as one?
No, not you.
Thank you. Jimmy, thank you.
Sorry.
No, not necessarily. Just, yourself. You want to be a cockroach, but I'm not a cockroach.
No, you're not.
Thank you. If you can add to the list, feel free. The DUP described as dinosaurs. We'd all like to be described as lions. Very few of us as donkeys. Jimmy's up for being a cockroach. You can let us know what you'd like to be.
The Frank Mitchell Phone-In on U105. Here for you.
Right, let me see some of the texts that are coming through here. Needless to say, a lot of stuff coming up on my screens. Frank, £2 billion raised by a dinosaur doesn't make them any less of a dinosaur, says Jimmy Mack. Jimmy, good morning. The DUP stance on gay marriage has come to haunt them. Now they're in the eyes of the heart of the union. They look pathetic, says this texter. Good morning, Frank. I don't believe this is a reflection on the people of Northern Ireland, but the DUP and their antiquated politics, their antiquated policies, rather, and beliefs. Funny that she used the term dinosaurs when half the party doesn't even believe the word dinosaurs, says Stephen, who's in Lambeg. And Frank, if it's okay to call the DUP and their voters dinosaurs, then we should start calling the Green Party hippies, the Labour Party commies, the Conservative Party toffs, Sinn Féin as big trotting leprechauns. It is undignified. You've even got the word dissident in there, and Sinn Féin as dissident big trotting leprechauns. It is undignified. We should expect more from MPs, and above all, it demeans the voters whose morals are reflected in the party policies, says Andy of Lismore. Andy, just on that, I'd be really interested to hear from anyone who is, you know, a good, decent DUP voter, a straight down the line person. I'm not looking for some sort of rabble rouser who may have jumped on the bandwagon. I'm looking for just a DUP voter, someone who says, I'm a DUP voter, this is why I vote for them. You know the number, 90333105. And it's linked there to what Andy is saying. It's also linked to the fact that the DUP don't seem to have anyone at all available to have a conversation with us on the radio. We've asked them so many times over the last number of days. However, I'm interested in hearing from you, because Andy in Lisburn, he says it's undignified. We should expect more from MPs, and above all, it demeans the voters whose morals are reflected in the party policies. I'm asking you, do you actually believe that there were no dinosaurs, or that the dinosaurs, if they did exist, died out in the last 6,000 years? Do you believe that? Is that what is within your mind? Please give us a ring. 90333105. I want to speak to Stephen Agnew from the Green Party. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Stephen, this is very insulting from Caroline Lucas in Westminster yesterday, because it reflects, whether she meant it or not, and obviously she didn't, but it reflects on us as Northern Irish people. She used the term dinosaurs. She was talking about environmental policy of the DUP, but the only MPs who represent Northern Ireland who are on those benches, with the exception of Sylvia Herman, are from the DUP. And for someone, as I said, half listening in Luton, they think they're the blooming Irish again, you know, dinosaurs. Really unacceptable to say that about the DUP.
One thing about saying about DUP, another thing saying about people in Northern Ireland, I don't accept if you said about the DUP, you said about the people of Northern Ireland at all. It's a political comment that refers to their policies. And if you look at their policies on LGBTQ equality, their policies on abortion, and their policies on alcohol licensing, in the rest of the UK, these are all policies that belong in the past. They're seen as outdated. And in a very colourful way, Caroline Lucas was drawing attention to that, as well as, of course, as some of the views on climate change and environmental protection held by DUP members.
Yes, but so she's putting down, Stephen, she's putting down the majority of the electorate in Northern Ireland. The DUP are the most popular party in this country.
Well, I don't think it wasn't a referendum on climate change. It wasn't a referendum on any of those issues. So, no, I think she was drawing attention to policy issues. I don't think she is putting down their voters. It was specifically aimed at the DUP. It was referenced in this case to the fact that there was nothing in the Queen's speech about about climate change. And when Geoffrey Donaldson challenged us all to read the DUP manifesto, lo and behold, we did, and we found out there was no reference in the DUP manifesto to climate change or environmental protection. So she was highlighting the point of the party's track record in this issue, where they put Sammy Wilson as Environment Minister previously, and he articulated views that said climate change wasn't happening, or at least it wasn't caused by human activity. That's the policy she was drawing attention to effect. And yes, maybe those who would agree with Sammy Wilson on that issue, you could say that view could be extended to them. But I think it was on that issue, it was on some of the social issues where the DUP views, the DUP policies are behind the rest of the UK and would not be tolerated in the rest of the UK. You know, it wouldn't be tolerated in the rest of the UK that you still come out and have policies that deny the LGBTQ community their rights. It wouldn't be tolerated in the rest of the UK that a woman cannot turn up to a hospital and access healthcare around her reproductive needs. These are policies that wouldn't be tolerated in the rest of the UK, and she was drawing attention to that fact.
You're endorsing the view then that people who vote for the DUP, if they're not dinosaurs themselves, they're voting for dinosaurs.
On these issues, I think what I would say, and I've never used the term dinosaurs personally, but what I would say is that their views on issues such as LGBT equality, such as abortion rights, such as alcohol licensing are outdated. If Northern Ireland is now on the national stage, we're being looked at, and the rest of the UK is saying you need to catch up, you need to bring Northern Ireland forward, modernise and start, I suppose, looking at your position in these islands, because most of these policies, as I say, whether it be Great Britain or whether it be the Republic of Ireland, we're seen as being behind on these issues.
But thanks to all these people who voted for the DUP, we are now in a position where we might get £2 billion worth of health help and infrastructure improvement. Maybe not as much as £2 billion, but multi-millions, over £1 billion worth of aid coming into, or assistance coming into Northern Ireland, of a windfall is probably a better word, coming into Northern Ireland, because people did vote for the DUP and they're now the kingmakers.
Well, we're yet to see what Northern Ireland gets, and I'll be watching carefully to see if that's new money or if it's just the Fresh Start Agreement rehashed. Geoffrey Donaldson has already said that the press speculation is way out, that it's an exaggeration, and it's not close to the figures that are being discussed. We're also being told that the hold-up is at number 11 rather than number 10 Downing Street, i.e. where the Chancellor, who holds the purse strings. So, look, I want to see a good deal for Northern Ireland, and if that's money that's coming to our communities, it's going to be invested in our infrastructure, then I'll welcome it. What I have to also make sure is that it is in the interests of people of Northern Ireland and not the vested interests of those who fund the DUP.
But will you, of course you'll welcome it, everyone will welcome it, but when you analyse it, will you be prepared to analyse it and praise the DUP for swinging it?
I will. I hope I will be firm in my judgment. I think I've shown over my political career that in opposition, I provide a critical voice, but where credit is due, I think I'm prepared to give it. And I think I've done that in the past. If a good deal comes out of this for Northern Ireland, I most certainly will welcome it and give the DUP their views. But I think that's still an if at this stage. We're still to see what we've got. Will we get a good deal for Northern Ireland, or will we get a deal that's spun as a good deal for Northern Ireland? And I want to make sure it is a good deal for Northern Ireland.
Okay, Stephen Agnew, leader of the Green Party. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Jim's got a point. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Frank. Frank, I would just like to make the point that listening to the Green Party leader yesterday in Westminster calling the DUP dinosaurs, but when a reference was made to Sinn Féin by Arlene Foster about crocodiles, there was an awful kick-up, but there doesn't seem to be as much kick-up today about the dinosaur comment.
Jim, maybe it's down to the interpretation, the understanding, the meaning of the word. The dinosaur, something harmless about the old dinosaur, he's gone. A crocodile would, take the flesh out of you.
Only if you put your hand in its mouth, but sure, so would a dinosaur.
Yeah, but the dinosaur isn't there to do it anymore. The dinosaur is like the parrot. He is no longer available. He is extinct. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whereas the crocodile is an ongoing threat.
I do take your point, but I just think it was much the same comment, but not as much kick-up today.
So you feel it was every bit as insulting to call the DUP dinosaurs as to make reference to Sinn Féin using the term crocodile?
The Green Party have one sitting MP in Westminster. For them to call the DUP dinosaurs, I think it would be a bit of hypocrisy there.
And do you feel that it actually transfers across to insulting the electorate of the DUP?
It insults not just the electorate of the DUP, but the whole of Northern Ireland.
And I made that point to Jamie, also made it to Stephen Agnew as well. For someone half listening in England who doesn't really follow Northern Irish politics, it did come across as if people from Northern Ireland were backwater individuals. That did come across, and it was actually reinforced. And I don't think that Sir Geoffrey Donaldson meant to reinforce it, but he used the term "I represent the people of Northern Ireland, and I will continue to do so." So it sounded like as if, well, there's nobody votes for anyone else apart from the DUP, because the only MPs that are over there, apart from Sylvia Herman, are DUP MPs. So those who aren't carefully watching politics in Northern Ireland, and the vast majority of people in England aren't, they see us as having all voted for the DUP. The DUP are over there, and the DUP are dinosaurs. It came across to me as insulting.
Well, I just thought it was like the comment was made, and when the same sort of comment was made about Sinn Féin, there was an awful lot of kick-up, but not as much today about the dinosaur comment.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Have your say on 90-333-105 or tweet at U105 Radio.
I did ask, if you don't want to be called a dinosaur, what would you like to be called? Jamie DeLargy would be happy enough to be a cockroach, survive everything. Most people would like to be a lion, it's a compliment. A donkey probably is the greatest insult. The DUP are wise owls, says this texter. They have wisdom. They wear rose-tinted glasses. They offer advice and they turn their heads 360 degrees and dig their heels into their roost, which they believe is their habitat, the Union. Sinn Féin are the giraffes. They hold their heads high on the long necks of history. They stretch their necks to the flagpoles to tear them down, and they eat grass to forget their connections with the past. And there's a lot more in that, but it's colourful. Good morning to you. Frank, calling the DUP dinosaurs means that they're stuck in the past. Fair point in regard to their policy on abortion and gay rights, says John, who's in Ballyhackamore. Frank, if the DUP believe the Earth is only 7,000 years old, why is Sir Geoffrey taking offence at being referred to as a species that he doesn't even believe existed in the first place, says Sean. Frank, nothing is said to the DUP in Northern Ireland when they boo people down and assault them in the Assembly, especially when their leader can insult another party leader publicly on TV for wearing makeup and having blonde hair and didn't even apologise. A bit of the pot and the kettle, says Sean. And this one says, Frank, I think you'd make a good rooster, sitting on the fence doing a lot of talking, says Andrew. Good morning, Andrew. And also, by the way, good morning to all the gang from Prime Intensity Dance School. Some of their team were dancing with Justin Bieber in Dublin last night, and they're off to the Worlds in Glasgow. So good morning to everyone from the Prime Intensity Dance School. Frank, stop referring to the North as a country. It's six counties of a nine-county province. And this one says, Frank, no matter what deal is got by the DUP, it will be good for Northern Ireland. Sure, Sinn Féin don't take their seats. They won't get anything. For us, there's a full stop there. And then it says, I'm not sure what, maybe you didn't mean to put in a full stop. You're saying here, sure, Sinn Féin don't take their seats. They won't get anything. And then full stop, capital letters, for us and for the rest of the parties. Well, they don't even... it's written in gobbledygook, but I think your point is the other parties don't even have seats. Please don't put in full stops and capital letters, because I'm reading this on site. Peter's got a point. Good morning, Peter.
Well, Frank, I was listening about the dinosaurs. I'm just wondering, is every church leader in the Catholic Church and everything else, are they dinosaurs because they don't believe in an hour?
Peter, I've no idea what your question is. Just ask me that again, please.
Thank you. Well, my question is, they're calling the DUP a dinosaurs. So is the Catholic Church dinosaurs because they're against abortion?
So you think this is just about the abortion choice?
I think everybody, including members of the DUP and any civil person in Northern Ireland, if a woman gets raped and gets pregnant, I don't think there's a person would turn around and say, you know, if she wants to have abortion, she should have it. Them circumstances or anything else medically with a child may gonna die, I think there's not a person that wouldn't agree with that. You know, but then again, you're entitled to your Christian views. I've listened to radio this week, and it's about flags, about bonfires, and then it's about the DUP. I'm actually wondering, do I live in Northern Ireland? Are we all the bad people and everybody else is good? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to put together all the bits of the jigsaw in the way that you're speaking to me. You started off by saying something about the Catholic Church and abortion. Are they dinosaurs? Now, I presume your main point is there that the Catholic Church's stance on abortion law and the DUP's stance on abortion law are more or less exactly the same.
They're both dinosaurs then?
Are we jumping to the conclusion here that the DUP are dinosaurs just on the issue of abortion? The DUP, the slight or whatever you would call it about being a dinosaur was based on the environment. That was the main thrust of it yesterday in Parliament. Lucas was saying that it was to do with the environment. You've now moved it to the issue on abortion, but only the issue on abortion as far as you're concerned.
No, but listen to Steve, your man Stephen thing, I knew with that big mandate of about 3,500 votes, he was on talking in there about it being a gay thing and gay marriage. Let them get married. But let people have a choice if their reasons are. You know what I mean? You have people coming on there with 3,000 votes trying to dictate. DUP have 350,000 votes, and let's get an odd point here about Northern Ireland. People in England don't even know.
In fairness, the Green Party have more than 3,000 votes. If you're giving that number of votes to the DUP, the Green Party have more than that across Northern Ireland. But go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, people's on there going about England. This the DUP is the biggest party, and people in England had to Google to see who the DUP was. So all this thing about England and they're listening, they're watching us and thinking we're of laughter. It's all in our imagination.
So, but just so as I get a full handle on where you're coming from, you believe the DUP are right on abortion. You believe the Catholic Church is right on abortion. You believe the Green Party is wrong on abortion. And that's the main way that you're making up your mind on the Catholic Church, on the DUP and on the Green Party.
Well, what I'm actually trying to say is the DUP and the Catholic Church agree on abortion. So why is one a dinosaur and one's not? I think anybody in the right mind, as I've said, yeah, if a woman needs it for certain reasons, rape or whatever else, I think most people would accept, including DUP members. You know what I mean? You know, people's telling us what the DUP, I'm fed up this week. Listen, I'm wondering I'm in the right world here. You know what I mean?
All right, okay, Peter, I'm trying to get the handle on exactly what you mean. You're saying you know what I mean. I'm not 100% sure what you mean. It's 11 minutes to 10. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.